Welcome to Unfiltered Pages. This is where we get real about books, and I mean real. So we're going to talk about books that we love, books that we hate, and everything in between. So if you have any suggestions for us to read, then please comment below and let us know what you'd like us to read. And if you make me read a sports romance, let us know. I will come for you.
Do it.
Do it if you want. Make life interesting.
Someone comment fucking around in the comments. So
no, but just no. Yes. She's already told me about that book. Sinead, let me look at you through my glasses. I do not want to read that.
And why is it just me that you come for?
Because why would I ever come for Amy? Amy comes for me.
Yeah.
Anywho, we've got some questions that we've been given. Why the fuck are you getting involved?
Because you've said we've got questions and you haven't said what they're about. Yes.
We've got about Akata. What the fuck? Look at how big Amy's shelf is.
I know, Amy, what the fuck? And it's my itty-bitty one over here.
Oh.
No comments. That's not my only shelf. And you guys will just cry.
Yeah, we will.
Can I make you bigger? I don't want to see Abby's face.
There you go.
So I've got some controversial questions, and I'm going to ask both of these idiots what they think of them. Was Tamlin truly a villain, or was he misunderstood?
Misunderstood.
Ah! No!
Yeah.
No!
No. Hear me out. I think he didn't know how to communicate properly. And that's his biggest downfall. His lack of communication to Feyre about the whole fucking Amarantha thing. His lack of communication about him being insecure about Feyre's powers and everything led
Hold
to
the
him...
fucking phone.
No. Led to him becoming a villain. That's what I'm saying.
Sinead, he couldn't tell Feyre because he was cursed.
I could have wrote it down.
Well, he's just not clever then,
is he? Feyre couldn't read!
But he just used Feyre as an excuse. Yeah, Feyre can't read. He was cursed.
Well,
so, and he just used... No, he just used Feyre as an excuse.
Yeah, do you know what the thing is? I think that his lack of communication, I think he was misunderstood, and then he just didn't care and he led to him being a villain. But I think he started off being misunderstood.
But how was he the villain? Because Feyre did fall in love with him, but then he fucked it up by being so controlling.
A fucking naive cunt.
Okay, that's something that we can agree on.
I'm sorry, but whoever fell in love with Tamlin in book one is an ick. The guy was an ick from that Calanmai thing.
Oh, Calanmai. Yeah.
I've not liked the guy since that. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Start doubting him, do you know what I mean?
It wasn't doubting. I was like, get the fuck out.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, she was human though. And he just, this is what I mean. Like, you can't, this is what I mean. Like, he is the villain because if he truly loved Feyre and it wasn't just to get rid of the curse, surely he wouldn't have done that night.
What, the Calanmai?
Yeah.
If he hadn't done it, she wouldn't have met Rhysand, whatever the fuck his name is.
She probably would have.
Yeah, yeah. I think he would have made them meet somehow.
Yeah, I think she would have. Someone put, did Feyre make the right choice by choosing Rhysand over Tamlin?
Yes.
Yes.
How's that even a question?
Yes. That's not... To be fair, if Feyre wants to get rid of Rhysand, that's fine, I'm here. So.
I don't think she would, but...
Slay. Okay. That was an easy yes.
Yeah.
This is one that I never thought of, and it's such a good question. Is the portrayal of the mating bond problematic?
What do you mean?
Yeah. What do you mean? Because it's not actually known whether it's the mating bond, if that makes sense. Like, it's just a click, and then you feel something there, like the connection. Like, I don't think Lucien and Elaine are bonded. Because when Rhys, and I know Rhys knew that he was her mate, but it just clicked, and it could be anything. Like, other books have like friendship mating bonds or whatever. We don't actually know.
The thing is, if you think about Elaine and Lucien as well, so Rhys and Feyre, Rhys had dreams about like Feyre like painting shit as well. He had like visions and an inkling months before the actual meeting and shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, he always had an inkling. Whereas I'm sure Lucien met Feyre's family and didn't know anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, he didn't have an inkling or anything.
See, Cassian felt kind of attracted, at least, to Nesta, didn't he?
Yeah. When she was a human still.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because he said something was there, didn't he? Yeah, I remember. At the, yeah.
None of that.
That's what I mean. Because people can argue, like, oh, she was a human then when they met. And I just think, no, because as soon as Cassian saw Nesta, he thought something. Whereas Lucien never felt that. He only felt like a click, apparently, when they met in the Fae world, when she was Fae. So I feel like sometimes you just make bonds, and I don't feel like they're always just mating bonds. Like, they could be friendship bonds or something, and we've just not explored that yet.
I am intrigued, though, to see who Elaine is actually
mating. It can't be Asriel.
I want Asriel and Gwyn together. They have her. She does something to his shadows, and it's just so.
I don't like her.
I love it.
I'd rather Elaine.
Oh, no.
I'd rather neither. We need a new character that's just better than both of them.
Well, apparently, people have been saying that it's going to be Eris and Az.
I've seen the fans.
Have you seen that? Yeah. So, do you know when Eris found more? Do not say shit about Eris, for the record. I'm looking at you, Amy. When Eris found more, apparently, this is just a theory, okay? Apparently, Eris knew that more didn't want to be married, and if he touched her, then obviously they would have had to be married and stuff, so that's why he left her. But apparently, because Az found more after, didn't he? So apparently, Eris tugged on, like, a bond to Az to get him there, because obviously Mor isn't bonded to Az, but how did Az know to get there?
Okay.
Just saying. Just out there.
Have we been silent or silenced?
Were you silent or were you silenced?
Who do you think the traitor is in the inner circle? Because Massa said there's a traitor. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Mor.
The end of her bit in, what was it? Silver Flames. Starlight and Frost, was it that one? I think she was a bit suspicious in that. And I was like,
okay. She's sus. Something's off. Something's off. And I don't know who else it could be. But I also have this controversial opinion that Mass, even though I love you to bits, doesn't kill characters off that should be killed off.
Yeah.
Like someone... Yeah, someone in the inner circle should have been killed off, and I think it should have been Amren.
I think Cassian.
I get that.
But I also
It would fracture the inner circle.
Yeah, 100%.
It would cause issues. And I kind of want to see, now they have Nyx as well, bear in mind. So, you know, this next book, I don't know if it'll be when they have Nyx or, like, before. Do you know what I mean?
I reckon it'll continue. On after,
yeah, surely it'll be after, because
but I want to see Feyre in mum mode. I want someone to kidnap the baby and Feyre lose her shit.
That's what I hope happens, which I wouldn't have.
I really want to see that, but like, I think it'll be Mor. I think Mor would take him.
Oh, imagine,
yeah,
down
betrayal, the anger, like it would fucking hit.
Oh, yeah,
and she did it so like clever and sneakily as well, like,
and then just a little knot and you just knew it was her. No, I love that idea.
She was all over like Nyx though, wasn't she, when he was born?
Yeah, like, she held him first.
It kind of come, do you know what it reminded me of? Do you know in Twilight when Rosalie is obsessed with Bella when she has the baby and then it gave me that.
Yeah,
and oh yeah, that's so weird. And then Jacob being, what's it called?
Imprinted.
You imprinted on my baby!
You imprinted on my daughter?
Moving on. Next question. This one is going to be quite long-winded because this is something that we love to have a discussion about.
Oh,
is Nesta's character development realistic or forced? Nesta's journey from anger and resentment to redemption is divisive, with some fans loving her arc and others feeling it was too drastic or unearned. Now, I'll start on this topic because I have something to comment on this. I was thinking about it yesterday, because I think about it every day, and I was thinking, if Nesta had one time where she was nasty, like, for example, at the start of the books, when she lets Tamlin take Feyre, if she was just nasty then, I actually could back her, but she is nasty in every book. And it's not, like, it's just not a good enough excuse for me to excuse her behaviour. If it was once or twice, because don't get me wrong, whenever someone I know or I've been through trauma, I can get nasty. And I get that. But if it happens, it's only once. I would never take it out on people that aren't involved, ever. And Nesta does that with everyone. And she carries on doing it, no matter who it is. Like, she will fuck anyone's life up just to make herself feel better.
Yeah, I agree with that. Because
that's my opinion for the comment.
People say that, oh, well, Feyre was nasty at the start of, what's the second one? Where the second, Mist and Fury, I think.
Yeah. Mist and Fury, yeah.
They say that Feyre was nasty to, like, Reese and Moore and shit. But, like, that was for, what, a couple of chapters? That wasn't every book. Do you know what I mean? And that was because she had a trauma. She didn't know how to deal with it. Then she learned how to deal with it healthy, in a healthy way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nesta still doesn't know how to deal with the trauma in a healthy way. Still takes it out on people. Still is nasty for her own gain. I don't like the bitch. Nothing, nothing. She saved Feyre. She wouldn't have. She would not have had she not been mated to Cassian.
Yeah.
That was the only reason she did that.
That's a fact. And I'm sorry, but I don't care. I don't think that.
If she hadn't been turned into a fae, she never would have changed at all. She would have just been a spiteful sister. And that just speaks volumes about who she is. Like, fae or not, she only got to change because her circumstances drastically changed. And she was given opportunities as a fae that she wouldn't have had as a person. Like, as a human.
Yeah.
And she just took it way too far. Like, the whole spiteful sleeping around and things like that, knowing that her and Cassian were mates as well, was fucked up. I did not agree with that whatsoever. I feel like that was...
And she let them find her.
Oh,
she,
I know.
She did not give a shit. She just let Rysand walk straight in on it. No shit's given. Or was it Cassian?
Cassian. Yeah, when he was trying to help her sober up.
It never hit me how nasty she was to him when he bought her a present and she, like, made him, like, get rid of it.
Yeah,
why has that happened? I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. And then having the cheek to spend Reason's money as well and then hate on the guy whose money you're spending.
Yeah, and do you know what? I will give the... Her coping mechanisms are absolutely fine in terms of how she's handling it, because if you want to go and get some with as many people as you want, but do not take your issues out on people that are trying to help.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she had very much the mentality of they owed her the money that Rysand had because of the shit that she'd gone through.
Entitled.
Yeah.
She felt entitled to any money that Feyre made in book one when she sold the fucking wolfskin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's always been entitled. Always.
Yeah, always. Even before the cauldron. Now, I know some people say that the cauldron is Feyre's fault. Look, what do you think about that?
It's not. She wouldn't have gone down, would she? And if she knew, I don't think she would have made some of the choices that she'd made to get there, because she is very protective over her sisters, even Nesta.
Okay, I can get that, because they'd have never have got anywhere if they'd have literally died if Feyre didn't end up in the Fey world.
Exactly.
Because how was they getting money? Like, their dad was unwell. He couldn't do anything.
Nesta and Elaine wouldn't get out the fucking arses to go get food.
And do anything. And they wouldn't have done anything. in, so their lives have drastically changed. So I feel like she's not even thankful for that in the slightest bit either. I don't know. I'm so resentful towards her, and I don't know whether, because obviously the authors want us to relate that to real life, and I don't know whether that's because I've known people that have done that and not come out of it and still act like that, and it makes me think, why are you like that? Because whereas we're so different and we've been through things like that and we're the total opposite. Like, I know others go through shit, and it's just how she treated Feyre. Like, Feyre is still going through it now. Like, in them books, she's still going through it. She's not over it. Like, who's the fuck's going to be over killing a massive fucking worm?
You know, the whole of Court of Silver Flames, the whole book, it's like the last, what, four chapters where you actually get Nesta's emotional breakdown, her apologies and shit, and her actual acknowledgement that her behaviour isn't valid. Why have we got that in the last, what, four chapters?
It's not enough.
The whole fucking big-ass book. It should have been that throughout the whole of the book. Not nasty, 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 and then a tiny little bit. Do you know what I mean?
And it's I'm glad she fell down the stairs.
Made everyone
I would have kicked her.
Get the fuck back downstairs.
I would have just kicked it out, slammed the door, and be like, fuck off. Let me just say this as well. Some people who said that Rhys and Feyre are exactly like Tamlin because they locked Nesta up in the fucking House of Windrise. Let me just say, Nesta had an escape, okay? She had a way out. She had the windows unlocked. She could go on the balcony and shit. You know, she could go to training. She was allowed to go get a job and shit. She didn't want to do none of that. Feyre couldn't even open a window, okay? Let me just put that out there.
There was a magical barrier on Feyre, so she couldn't get out.
Yeah.
Let's just say that, so they're nothing alike.
What she wanted, as long as she wasn't hurting herself in the process.
There's a lot of things with Nesta where I just think, I don't think she deserved that redemption arc. Maybe if we'd have had another book with Nesta in it and she'd have changed a little bit or something could have changed her, then maybe that one could have come after it. I don't know. I feel like some people...
Crescent City.
I was going to say, how to talk about that in this one.
Because she has that... Like, she's in Crescent City 3, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
But I still think she was a...
She's friends with Bryce, though.
She was still an arsehole, but she...
That makes sense.
Yeah,
like, I don't like how she constantly tries to villainize Rhys to everyone she meets.
Yeah.
Like Bryce's mom, how she was, have you read, there's loads of extra chapters, and there's a chapter where Bryce's mom is like shouting and coming down on Rhys, and I'm like, you don't know any of it. Like, you don't know anything she's done. Do you know what I mean? And it's really buggy that Sarah's doing shit like that, because we all know Rhys would go above and beyond for anyone he cares about, anyone in his inner circle.
Yeah. Anything else to say on Nesta?
She's a bitch.
Bitch. Bad enough.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can get it from both sides. I can see. The thing is, to a degree, when people say I'm Nesta, in terms of them, not me, because I'm not, but in terms of people saying I am Nesta, like, so I get it. No, I get it. In your first stages of trauma, you act up. You act like that, but then you acknowledge that you've had the trauma and you make yourself healthier and you start to go on that upward spiral instead of always going down. Like, and I understand the coping mechanisms. If people try and come for that, that's fine. But there's a degree where she could have changed things. Like, she had people behind her trying to help her, and every single step along the way, she said no. And people can say, well, she doesn't want other people's help. That is also fine. But if you don't want other people's help, you need to sort stuff out yourself. And Nesta, you never sorted shit out. And you still haven't.
They gave her multiple options as well. They said, if you don't want to work and sort yourself out, go to the human realm and live out there. And she didn't want to go to the human realm. Like, it was a no-win. Anything you offered her wasn't good enough.
No. So,
yeah.
Feyre, sort your fucking sister out before I come in there and I fucking do.
Yeah.
Is the series...
Oh. No, that's it, that's it.
Preach.
Someone comments, Abby doesn't let Amy talk.
I know, I'm trying to fucking keep my mouth shut because I'm worried people are going to come for me. I love Amy. I love Amy so much.
Not me.
I'm in love with her, okay? I'm not gay for her, though. We won't go that far. She's not my type. Anyway. Is the series too focused on romance at the expense of the plot?
No.
Oh. That was an immediate no. I think yes.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Not the first three.
I mean, yeah, I get that.
The first three, it was plot and romance together. And romance played a big part into the plot. Because they had the whole war thing as well, didn't they? But the last two, I don't really see... It was mostly about romance.
Well, yeah, the novella was... That was just pure romance, a little bit of an insight, wasn't it, into them. But
yeah, that was silly.
Went back a little bit more.
I just don't see what the big plot is going to be now that they've had the big war. This is where I think that she's going to be bringing all the crossovers in. As well.
This is where I worry. This is where I worry because then authors go for money. And I'm not saying she is. But unless they have like a big Spider-Man moment where they all come together and go against the biggest baddie ever, like I think the Val are going to come back.
Yeah, because that was a giant thing in both Crescent City and Throne of Glass.
Yeah, and it's still ongoing because Nyx was born, wasn't he, in Crescent City?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, so yeah, I think it'll carry on from that. I think it will carry on from that, and I think we're going to get some form of baddie or the Valg, because I don't think in Throne of Glass that it was done enough, because it was only the last book that the Valg really came in, wasn't it?
I was very underwhelmed at the final battle of Throne of Glass, and I'm very pissed off.
Yeah.
If you haven't read Throne of Glass, don't listen to this next bit. Very pissed off. They took Aelin's fire as well.
Yeah, like, I didn't like that.
That's like, why does Bryn, who the fuck's Bryn? Bryce get to have her light, a shitty light, but Aelin can't have a fire.
You tell her.
No.
Does the series rely too heavily on trauma to develop its characters? Mine's a hard no for that question because I feel like that is such a good thing to focus on.
What do you mean?
So every single character is based upon trauma and their character development is based upon trauma. Do you think that that is the correct thing to do for the book, or should she have switched it up?
Is that not every book though? How can you build a character if you have no trauma?
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. I don't know how to answer that.
There's a question here and it says, did Feyre owe Tamlin?
No.
Did a man write that?
Probably. For what, sis? For what?
Yeah, for what?
Oh, my God. Oh, I've got points on this. Oh, Tamlin's protection and sacrifice.
Tamlin took Feyre, for the record.
Tamlin saved Feyre and her family from poverty by bringing her to the Spring Court and later fought to protect her from Amarantha's curse. No, he didn't. He sat down like a fucking dog with a collar around his neck and took it.
Yeah.
And he barked at the same time. Woof.
First fucking chance he got with her as well, he tried to fucking bang her in the fucking hallway.
Yeah.
Get to fuck with your fox mask.
Whoever wrote that question, fuck off.
How do you feel about the link between Crescent City and ACOTAR? I thought it's fucking banging, but I thought she could have done it a bit better.
I didn't like it.
Oh. What do you think, Ames?
I would have preferred Throne of Glass and Court of Thorn and Roses, to be honest.
Yeah,
it was weird.
I don't see what Crescent City brings to it.
Yeah.
Throne of Glass brings, like, bloodlines and shit, and Fae, which is the same pretty much as ACOTAR. Do you know what I mean? And, like, Valg as the whole villain. What does Crescent City bring? Like, I don't get it.
This is what I mean, and I really think Aelin would have been so fucking good to meet Feyre.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that would have been a boss bitch move.
Aelin coming for Nesta.
Aelin would have met Feyre and be like, who the fuck are you? And Feyre would have been like, no, who the fuck are you? And then Nesta would have been like, what the fuck? And then Aelin would have been like, who the fuck are you? And then I'd have been like, beat her ass.
I'm worried that Sarah's going to make Nesta and Aelin besties.
No, please, no. Yeah. Anyone, Feyre. And I don't even like Feyre, but please, Feyre.
Yeah, I'm worried about that. Yeah.
So what are your opinions on Feyre?
Well, we know yours. You don't like her.
No, actually.
I have my reasons.
What are your
She's
reasons?
She's not my man.
She had him first. Hate to break it to you.
Well, if I'd have met him first, then we might have been in a different scenario, you know? But the bitch had to take him. It's not even that. It's the fact how whiny she is. I get she's been through trauma. I get it. And I get she's constantly going through it. And I get that she peaks and troughs and whatever, and it's her books. I get it. But do you need to be that whiny?
I didn't even know whininess, to be honest. I just kept sitting there thinking, right, okay, fair enough. Me too. That's what I was like. Didn't really notice.
I like her. Do I think that she's sometimes? Yeah. Do I think she should have said some stuff to Reason? No. But that was her in her early stages of a trauma. And people say stuff in the early stages they don't mean. And she made amends for that. So.
And that's what Nesta could have done and should have done.
Yeah.
That's not how she developed. So, ladies and gentlemen.
Her. Whatever that one is.
Ladies and gentlemen, her. What about your opinions on Cassian and Nesta's relationship?
Nesta doesn't deserve Cassian. I've gone off Cassian, but he doesn't deserve her. No, she doesn't deserve him.
Yeah, no, I fuck with that. 100% fuck with that.
She's not a nice person. She's nasty.
No, and she didn't deserve how he was.
No.
I only like Feyre's friendship. That was it. So him and Nesta are relevant to me.
Other question. Oh, this is a good one. Is Rhysand too idealised as a character?
He sets a standard.
A very high standard.
He sets the standard. He made Feyre High Lady. No other High Lord has done that to their women. He was willing to walk away from the bond if Feyre was happy to stay with Tamlin. He also trusted Feyre all the time. Like, he didn't confine her. Do you know what I mean? Like Tamlin did. He let her grow. He let her explore her powers. Encouraged her to do it. Do you know what I mean? So I think he should be idolised, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Do you agree?
Yeah, of course I do.
I love Rhysand and he was at the top, but I worry that he is too idolised. Like, you speak to people, like one of my friends at work has just read A Court of Thorns and Roses and she looks for Rhysand in every book that she reads. And I worry because the mind, this sounds really weird, but the mind can't correlate that fictional characters don't exist. Like, people think that they are real, and that's why we get so upset about characters dying, and it makes sense. But in real life, nobody will react like that. Like, nobody in real life will be like that. Like, no man is going to break someone... Well, they might if they're a psycho. No man is going to break another guy's hand for looking at you. And I think you'd think that was fucking weird anyway. But I just think sometimes he is a little bit idealised because people make mistakes. People go through things. And Rhysand has none of that. Like, he's not done something. Or he's not got a crazy psycho ex. Well, I'm around for, but she's dead. Did the series handle Lucien's character well, or did it fail him in terms of how he was kind of loyal to Tamlin, but also his friendship with Feyre meant that it led him to be loyal to Feyre as well?
Failed him because he was so far up Tamlin's arse at first, and then within an instant, he was all up at Feyre's, all because of this connection to Elaine. And he had all that character development in the first book, where he went from being a bitch, like a massive bitch, basically, to Feyre, you know, trying to get her to catch the cereal and shit and not warn her of danger. And then comes to care for her and everything. It felt like it was completely let go. Like, mm-hmm. And he surely now exists just to be Elaine's mate.
Yeah,
that's all he exists for now. Yeah. And she claims that he's her favourite character. And I think I would never do my character dirty like that. If that was my favourite character, unless he's getting a massive redemption, I mean, I don't know how. But I don't trust him.
There is a theory saying that Lucien is apparently the traitor and that he's faked the bond with Elaine just to get into the Night Court.
I don't like him, but that would be sad, I think.
That makes sense.
And that it does make sense. It really does make sense, because the Autumn Court vie for power as well.
Imagine and it was him and Maw.
He's in like a little group of Durian. Durian, we know how he feels about everyone.
Yeah.
And Vasa was kept like as a prisoner, weren't she? Yeah. So
I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. But that's, I don't want it to be that, because I'd expect it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and Tamlin just brought Rhysand back to life. I was really shocked by that.
Yeah, I was expecting him to be like, no, you can come back to me now, love.
Yeah, or like beg on your knees.
Yeah. But beg. I still think he has a very long way to go, redemption-wise. I think, I don't want him to get a mate. I want him to actually work on himself and his core and inner peace kind of thing for himself. I don't want to just be a mate like this. Like,
I don't think I vibe with that.
Do you know?
I really think he's had his time, and he's lived for how many years? Like hundreds of years, centuries, and he still acted like that. Like, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, you've had your trial, you failed it. Goodbye.
Stay who would away. Take over the Spring Court though?
No, I mean as in just keep him in, but just leave him be. Like,
just rot away kind of thing.
Yeah, just rot on your own in the Spring Court. Did Amrin's transformation in A Court of Wings and Ruin make sense? Or was it too convenient? So on this it says, Amrin's transformation from a mysterious ancient being into a high fae is a major plot point. Some fans believe it was a necessary step for her character, while others see it as a deus ex machina that undermined her uniqueness.
Yeah, I liked Amrin when she was like a monster thing. I don't like Reza Faye.
Yeah.
I think she should have died.
Wasn't it? That was the whole reason she was there. She was this being no one knew, and she knew shit no one else knew. And she brought different insights into the inner circle because of it.
But I think she's kept her alive because Amrin will know more about Throne of Glass. Valg, I think she knows a lot about Valg and like the beings that are in Throne of Glass. Do you know what I mean? I think that's the only reason they've kept her alive, to be honest.
Okay, yeah, I think she'll die at the hand of the Valg.
Yeah,
I hope she does. I know that sounds horrible because I actually do like Amrin. She really reminds me of Edna Mode, and that's all I can
say. I know who that is.
Should the mating bond be breakable or more flexible?
No. I like that it's all or nothing, to be honest.
Yeah, but you don't get to choose.
No, but you can say no.
That's the point of it, though. You don't get to choose.
Yeah, true. I mean, choose as in, like, you can't say no and then it be someone else.
Oh, no, but you can still, like, I suppose when you say no, it dampens it, though.
Yeah, I know, but what if it was like your worst fucking enemy?
Enemies to lovers.
Yeah.
Give me that.
Okay.
That
one, no. That's and that, ladies and gentlemen, is why she's fucking single.
Yeah. Maybe.
Nothing to say. Was you silent or silenced?
Moving on.
Moving swiftly on, did the series need the sexual content to convey its themes, or did it detract from the story? Listen, we're smut-loving people. You're talking to the wrong crowd because 100% that was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Give me the smoke. Do you know what made me howl? There's two things. When Reese and comes, when he roars on the mountain shit. That makes me like, oh, I don't know.
Roar.
Oh, rawr.
And then, that's how I imagine.
Yeah. And then in the blue one, Starlight one, when he was like, well, we couldn't wait to get home one time, so we just had sex in the sky while we were flying. I was like, get it.
You can get it.
Yeah.
How do you keep your wings flapping and do that?
Honestly, I was like, what if people looked up and just saw Reason's ass just...
I mean, I'd be like, fucking get it. Would it not be cold, though? Like, I've been skydiving and it's fucking cold up there, guys.
I mean, I guess you'd have to ask Farrah.
Okay, let me just call her one sec.
Okay. I was fully an expert. Oh, yeah.
Hello? Oh, shit, really? All right, okay. She said she doesn't want to answer because she don't fucking like you, Sinead.
Oh. I think smart is necessary in every book.
Yeah, I agree. Except YA.
Well,
I mean, just a little bit. Like, you could really give us a little bit, Alex.
I just don't like reading a book. I feel like the smart is my reward for reading the book.
It's like a reward.
Ooh, this is a controversial one. Because we don't like her. Did Mars coming out as bisexual feel authentic, or was it handled poorly?
I feel like it was just bullshit. Mm.
I feel like it was authentic because the whole not wanting Asriel sort of thing made sense a bit more.
Yeah. But why does she act the way she does with As though?
Mm. Or with Cassian? I don't know.
It's just sus. I think she's a lying bitch.
Listen, yeah, I'm not going to
I am a lesbian friend, okay? Just to put that out there. Just before anyone comes for me. But I just think it's bullshit. I think she's such a lying bitch.
I feel like it was so stupid because who else is gay in the book? There's someone else, isn't there?
Emery.
Yeah, Emery, yeah. But it's mentioned a little bit, but why in 2024, why does it need to be mentioned?
Yeah.
Just let it be a thing. Like, if it doesn't, and I understand her story with her dad and whatever, and I get that, but she made some big reveal, like, everyone was going to be like, oh my God, you fancy girls. Like, half the world doesn't already.
Like, it's a big thing. Yeah. But it's not that
big. No.
No one gives a shit about you more, so take your lady down to Rita's. Get the fuck out of here.
And fucking get some.
Yeah, literally.
Is the depiction of Nesta's journey from trauma to healing empowering, or does it reinforce harmful stereotypes? Harmful stereotypes all the way. I can get it to a certain extent, as I've already said, but when you're doing it all the time and you understand that you are going through trauma and you don't act differently and find something that's what's the word? That's a healthy coping mechanism. No, because you need to find your healthy coping mechanism. Oh my God, I can't fucking speak to there. Give me a fucking break. You need to find a healthy coping mechanism, and I feel like everyone who goes through things has them, and you learn them. Like Farah, for example, I literally did this in my dissertation. She has art. That's how she uses it to go through it. Like, she draws what's hurt her on the picture and goes through it, and then she'll rip it up or keep it or whatever. Whereas Nesta doesn't have any. The only thing she has is Cassian. No.
I think her coping mechanism is to hurt people, to make people feel hurt and bitter and shit about themselves like she does about herself.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here with that. No, thank you.
Bye-bye, Nesta.
Yeah.
I'll ask this last question then, okay?
Go on.
Sinead, attention, please.
Sorry. Attention.
Look at me when I'm speaking to you in class, please. Should the series have ended with A Court of Wings and Ruin, or did the subsequent books add necessary depth? I mean...
I think it should have ended.
I think it should have ended.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah. I think it should have ended, and it should have been a separate series, because to me the first three books were about Feyre and Rhys, and obviously the world of Prithian, like, basically. But I don't think the rest of the characters' books, because apparently she's got three more to do or something, I don't think that needs to be in the same series, because those first three books are so different to Silver Court of Silver Flames.
But they could have done interconnected but separate, kind of like they've already done with the others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get why they wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't like it. I to me, ACOTAR ends after Wings and Ruin. Wings and Ruin was my favourite one.
Yeah, I could have done without Nesta's book entirely. I don't mind the novella, because you find out that they're pregnant and about to have Nyx, and I feel like that was a nice little roundup.
Yeah. Like peace, basically, after the war, basically, kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. But Nesta's wasn't really necessary. I read it and I wish I hadn't, because I just did not see added.
Yeah. I also hate the change of first person to third person.
Yeah.
In a book series. I was like, and my mouth fell open. I was like, no, there's no
way.
I was
so confused. I was like, wait a damn minute. What's going on?
Yeah, I
still get muddled sometimes with first and third, because Serpent, do you remember I messaged you, Abby? I was like, I don't know if this book's in first or third, because it had
thick.
No, it had interludes that were in third, but the actual book was first.
Yeah, no, but the difference between first and third person is literally first person is them talking, like,
but sometimes it's a bit muddled up, okay? It is.
I think that's just you.
It's not just me.
Okay.
I'll wait for this to end, and I'm gonna tell you something about a book I'm reading right now.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you for joining us today. This is our conversation about A Court of Thorns and Roses. So, I mean, I don't know what we're gonna talk about next.
Something.
We'll let you know. but. Yeah, this is us talking about A Court of Thorns and Roses. If you watch this and you haven't read it, where have you been?
Also, everything's just like been spoiled for you, so.
Yeah, so I wouldn't have watched this, but it might be too late. But yeah.
I hope you liked it.
Yeah. Thank you for watching. And if you have a controversial opinion that you would like us to talk about, then please let us know, because we would love that.
Just send it to one of us or comment it.
Yeah, we love controversial topics. But anyway, thank you for watching.